Business Now with Adam McGuire.
Thanks, Keane. Home Building Finance Ireland has approved nearly €400 million worth of loans to developers in the first 6 months of the year. That's double the amount it approved in the same period of last year, and it says it will fund the construction of 2,700 homes. Since it began operating in 2019, HBFI has approved €2 billion in loans for the construction of 11,200 housing units. Dara Deering is CEO of HBFI. She joins me on the line now. As I say, this represents a doubling in the scale of approvals compared to the same period of last year, and it's close enough to double what was lent or approved for lending between June and December of last year. So what's behind that fairly significant pickup?
Yeah, good morning, Adam. As you said, today's figures show we've now reached 2 billion, and that includes 400 million in the first 6 months of this year. It's not only more than double the levels approved in the same period last year, it's actually our busiest 6 months ever. So what's driving that is a number of factors. We've seen significant demand for an expanded range of products, but also an increase in construction activity across the market. And the demand for that funding is from small, medium and large developers now in 23 counties. The bulk of the homes we've actually funded are for owner-occupiers, but we're also funding new homes for renters and those in need of social housing.
You did launch the Accelerate product recently, which is for larger developers. Is there a risk that, that's going to monopolise the funding you had available and maybe squeezing out some of the smaller developers that you were set up to help?
Yeah, I mean, look, the funding landscape has changed considerably over the last number of years. And last year, we were asked by the Minister for Finance to address an emerging funding gap because some larger house builders were hitting maximum limits with domestic banks. We did that, and the funding we provided under that product has now accelerated the delivery of over 3,000 new homes. But we have sufficient funding available for all house builders, small, medium and large house builders. So any decision to support a larger house builder doesn't impact in any way our ability to support small or medium-sized house builders.
How much money do you have available today to loan out to developers?
When we originally set up, we were given 750 million in funding from the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund. But obviously that money is repaid on average every 2 years. So we recycle that funding, which means we've sufficient funding available for all commercially viable schemes. But also we've access to market-based capital if required. So, you know, we really want to give confidence to house builders that if they have viable schemes, they will get access to finance from HBFI.
Now, the figures we're talking about today are approvals, and you say there's typically a 3 to 6 month lag between approval and the drawdown of that loan. But looking at the figures in terms of what's been drawn down, just over 1.3 billion, there's a 300 million shortfall between the approvals at the end of December, so 6 months ago, and what has been drawn down today. Why is that gap? Why is that 300 million not being drawn down at this stage?
Yeah, it's purely timing. If you look at it, of the 11,000 homes that we've funded so far, Adam, 4,000 have actually been completed. Another 4,000 are in various stages of construction. And in house building, there's not only a time lag between approvals and a house builder getting on site, but obviously those homes get delivered on average over about a 2 year period. But if you look over the last 12 months, we're now seeing on average 150 HBFI funded homes being completed and coming to market every month.
Are you seeing any blockages, though, beyond the approval stage that maybe developers are struggling to actually get to the point where they're in a position to draw down that money? Or maybe are they getting better terms elsewhere that they get the approval but they don't actually need it?
No, I think if you looked over the last number of years, obviously viability was a big factor for house builders on the back of cost inflation and interest rate increases. And that obviously caused some delays in schemes getting up and running and getting delivered. We've been able to work with those house builders to make sure that those homes get delivered. But cost inflation has now moderated. Interest rates are coming down. Mm-hmm. And that's reflected in the increase in demand for funding that we've seen, particularly in the last 6 months, which gives us absolute confidence that will continue to increase in new supply in the months ahead.
Dara Deering, CEO of Home Building Finance Ireland, thank you for that.